This episode of Add to Cart is brought to you by Maker's Mark. You may not know that Maker's Mark's co-founder, Margie Samuels, was a designer and genius behind the original label. It's Women's History Month, so I'd like to shout out another incredible woman I aspire to, a woman who knows how to let her hair loose and take charge. The one and only Jessica St. Clair, who co-hosts The Deep Dive, also here on the Lemonada Network. I'm so honored to be a part of a community of strong women and want to pass it on. I got a fun, personalized label bottle from Maker's Mark. So cheers to you, Margie, and cheers to you, Jessica. This month, order a free label and let a spirited woman in your life know just how special she is to you. Head to makersmark.com/personalize. Maker's Mark makes their bourbon carefully, so please enjoy it that way. Maker's Mark Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, 45% alcohol by volume. Copyright 2024 Maker's Mark Distillery Incorporated, Loretto, Kentucky. When it comes to finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Lemonada.
What's up with that fire, boy?
Hi, everyone. We got it. Another episode of Add to Cart. I am Sujin Pak.
And I am Kulap Vilaysak. We are your proud Asian aunties. And we are so excited to talk about Asian mummies.
Why do you say it like that?
And this is for two reasons. One, Mother's Day is coming up this weekend.
Thank goodness we have this show. I would have totally forgotten.
But you're a mother and you have a mom.
Yeah, we could talk about that later. Yeah. No, for sure. I'm sending my mom stuff. But, you know, sometimes I get a little short end of... And you know what? Never mind. I'm already complaining. Can we just go on? What else? What else do we have on the show?
Well, we have our second reason, Sujin, which you're going to tell us about.
Oh, yes. It's our month. Okay.
That's right.
By the way, congratulations. It's our month. May, coincidentally, is Asian American Pacific Islander Heritage Month. We are going to talk about things that we're adding to cart that are related to API Heritage Month. We're going to be adding carts for Mother's Day. Don't worry, we've got you covered. And we're just going to be celebrating our Asianness, our Asian peoples, our Asian foods, all of that good stuff over the next few weeks.
Yeah, all month, in fact.
Yes.
All of May.
Maybe till the rest of the year. Just
Try us. We're a couple of rebels. And Sujin, how can we like swiftly say that acronym, right? Is it?
I know.
Happy to you.
I know. I've been saying Asian People's Month. Asian Friends Month. I mean, API Heritage Month. That is the unsexiest month name. I want to recall on that. We need to rebrand.
Also, by the way, and in fact, we are nominated for the Webby's People's Choice Award as Best in Lifestyle Podcast. We're currently in third place. Uh-oh. So please head to smarturl.it/vote-add-to-cart and vote for us. Voting is open until May 6th, so spread the word too, please. You can find the link in our episode notes. Okay, Sujin, let's start off with some of our favorite buys for Mother's Day.
Yes, so Mother's Day is right around the corner. And I wanted to start off with a pick. It's not going to be surprising, okay? This is tried and true. Okay, this is Mother's Day, kids.
Yes.
Okay, this is not the time to experiment, all right? You don't send mom something you saw on the gram, on the TikTok, okay? You go tried and you go true. And I always really love to send my mom a box of like fun good skincare stuff and hair care stuff, actually, that she wouldn't necessarily buy for herself, but I know she's going to really enjoy. And this is a product that I've talked about on this show. I wrote about it in The Strategist in New York Magazine, and it's called Org. We talked about this a while ago, I think even in our deranged shower episode. I've retitled that, by the way.
It's just simply deranged.
It's just simply deranged. Shower episode, and it is a spray that you put on your skin, and it really gives you that at-home Korean spa feeling. And for those of you that have never been to a Korean spa, it's okay. Shush, shush, shush. Because now you get to have it at home.
I mean, I have, and I miss it so. I'm tearing up a little bit. I miss it.
It's light at the end of the vax tunnel. I hope we can get there. Maybe that's where we do our first live event, is at a Korean spa. Do you think we could do that? I don't know.
I mean,
possibilities.
You know, us with a couple mics, buck naked in a tea jacuzzi
in a wet cave. I don't see any tech problems in there. Ivan will love that. So it's called Org. And really, you put it on your skin and then you wait for about a few seconds. And as you start to remove the product and you move your hand in circles and you work the product on your skin, you actually physically see pills of gray skin that doesn't need to be there coming off of your body. And then what you're left with is just glowing, supple, dewy skin that is what I like to call step zero of the skincare mm-hmm. routine. What is step zero? It is that step before the first step to prep your skin to absorb all of our expensive and medium price, but also effective skincare products that we love, right?
Right. So it's like before you wax your car.
Yeah.
You got to first remove all the debris before applying the wax, right?
Yeah, so you don't put the wax on the bird shit. You know what I mean? No, you gotta scrape that off.
So if people weren't following that, your car is your body.
And then really, if you're not applying skincare, but you're also applying makeup, you know, you don't want to put makeup on top of dead skin, like dry skin, skin that's not going to be a beautiful, clean canvas for your makeup that's going to last all day. The other thing I love with this is because it's really about stripping your skin of that layer that doesn't need to be there. It helps when you're shaving and with ingrown hair. So there's just a lot of reasons why it's so great to do before you step in the shower or before you wash your face.
I'm curious, you know, of that for you, because I'm like, when I'm fully vaxxed, I'm getting fully waxed.
What?
And I
what?
What?
That is not the phrase. That is not the CDC approved Fauci phrase.
Pretty sure people are saying that a lot.
Okay.
I have never heard that.
That is not a thing.
Well, maybe it's just the circles I run with. And my circles, when we're fully vaxxed, you better believe we're getting fully waxed.
For what? Why?
I don't even know, but I'm going to be aerodynamic and COVID free.
Why are you?
I'm half joking. I like to keep, you know, a nice little Dorito triangle up top. I want you guys to know that because I'm a grown woman. But besides that, most fully vaxxed, mostly waxed. And Suchin, what will you be?
I don't know of where I can rhyme. I will be very hairy, as I always am.
Well, very hairy does rhyme.
Yes, very hairy, not waxed. I mean, I'm not going to get into the one and only time I've ever been waxed. I didn't have, obviously, Org to prep my skin. Maybe that would have made a difference. Doesn't matter because I'm never doing again. I was so horrified. I remember I did it because I was going on a sexy trip to Greece. You know, this is in my 20s. This is in my 20s.
Mykonos, white sands, feta cheese.
I
had bathing suits then. I wore bathing, like proper bathing suits.
Oh, you used to wear bathing suits.
I used to wear bathing suits. No, yeah. And that happened. And then I had to get on a plane and fly in so much discomfort.
Oh, no.
And then the entire trip, I had to pretty much wear shorts because it was just, it wasn't tight. It wasn't right. You know what I mean?
Wow. So this is really the origin story. The traumatic story in where now you wear cloth biker shorts as your underwear.
That's right. That's right. And listen, Ku, as you go into your fully vax, fully wax lifestyle, no judgment, you can, hello, prep your skin with this.
I will.
You know what I mean? So
I haven't tried this yet because I got products on their way. They are en route.
They are en route. Well,
that's right.
The thing about Mother's Day I think is really nice is you want to get, they have a little set, which is great. And it's a body set and a face set. I think it's $65. So anyway, that's my first Mother's Day add to cart. Enjoy, moms.
Now, Suchin, I know what you're wondering. What, Cuckoo, what are you getting your mommy? Is that what you were thinking, Suchin?
Well, how did you say at the top?
Mummies.
I can't do that. That's so gross. I don't know why.
Why? You're a mummy.
I hate that. Okay, what are you getting your mother?
Oh, yes. My mommy, I'm getting her. I'm sending her some flowers.
Oh, good.
And I am trying out Urban Stems, which I read about them on The Strategist. And they had a 25% off code. So definitely go to The Strategist to check them out. I'm getting her some peony flowers, which are my favorite flowers. And speaking of The Strategist.
Guys, we're not paid by The Strategist.
No. We're not paid.
We're just friends and fans. We're not paid, period. But we're definitely not by The Strategist.
Right. But Suchin, on our podcast, we didn't talk about the article that you wrote for The Strategist yet.
Yeah.
We just let it happen without comment on our show, which is like, what are we doing?
I know. If this is not to document every minute of our lives, then really, what is it for?
What is it for?
I am such a fan of The Strategist that, like, you know when you get that newsletter email of like, hey, this company is doing a poll. Why don't you take it? I take them. I take them for The Strategist. So I went on there at the beginning of the pandemic and I said, well, I'm a big fan and I think you should do more on what the hell we're supposed to do with these children at home. You know, it was at the beginning of the pandemic when we had no idea as parents, like, what are we doing with these kids? Like, the schools hadn't figured it out. There was no remote learning. And then from there, the editor reached out to me and was like, hi, we got your survey. We're fans, you know, let us know if you ever want to do something. Cut to all the stuff that's been happening around, you know, the conversations we've been having about the Asian American community and just the stuff that we've been talking about here on this podcast. Well, what about doing a great API business list? It just made a lot of sense. And so we did it anyway.
And it's great. It's amazing.
It was so fun because I really try to pick businesses that were like homegrown, like two employees, you know, mom and dad, or, you know what I mean? Partners, sisters, siblings. So I really tried to keep that list to companies that I felt like weren't in the mainstream.
Because advertising costs a lot of money, and most of these businesses don't have that type of budget. So
especially
any
now.
Type of positive review or any amplification or shine means so much.
I know.
And a lot of our Asian American, Pacific Islander small businesses have really been hit hard.
Yeah.
In the concurrent crises. It's just, you know, onslaught.
It's so satisfying to get these like messages from some of the businesses. One of the businesses was One Stripe Chai, based out of Portland. And they do these like great like cold brews of chai and then you can pour it over milk. Anyway, so she messaged and she was like, I just want to let you know we got so many orders. That makes me
honestly, like, that is more satisfying than interviewing presidential candidates and covering natural disasters. Like, honestly, like, I get more satisfaction. I think it's because I am a child of an immigrant store owner. Like, it's such a big deal to buy from these businesses, you know?
Yes, it is. And for Mother's Day, we are going to talk about two more businesses that you mentioned in your article.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. Koo, I don't know if I've ever shared this with you, but my brother's nickname for me is Shujin. He calls me Shujin because I cannot resist shoes. I have so many pairs of shoes. And it's not because I love shoes. It's because, as you know, I've got little bony, narrow, weird feet.
Bird feet, yeah. That's
bird feet. And it's so hard for me to find comfortable shoes.
I get it. It's why when it comes to shoes, I think a lot of it is about the quality of how it's made that can make the biggest difference, which is why we are so happy here on the pod to take comfort with Born Shoes.
That's right. Born Shoes are comfortable for so many reasons, okay? First, they're made with the absolute best top quality soft leather, and the shoes have extra cushion for support. I just got a perfect pair of sandals for warmer weather. It's like in a sophisticated wine burgundy color. Mm. And this leather, it's so soft from the get-go, it feels like you've had this pair for years.
Go to bornshoes.com today for a 15% discount plus free ground shipping on all full-price shoes when you use our promo code ADDTOCART. That's promo code ADDTOCART for 15% off and free shipping, available exclusively to our listeners for just a limited time. This episode of Add to Cart is brought to you by Maker's Mark. You may not know that Maker's Mark co-founder Margie Samuels was the designer and genius behind the original label. And now, in honor of Women's History Month, Maker's Mark has partnered with the talented artist Gail Kabaker to hand paint a beautiful label, which you can personalize with the name of a spirited woman you know, someone who makes an impact on you or in their community. In honor of this Women's History Month, I want to shout out an amazing woman I love and admire, my Leo Moon Capricorn Sun Scorpio Rising June Diane Raphael. She hosts the show, The Deep Dive, also here on the Lemonada Network. I'm honored to be a part of a community of strong women and want to pass it on. And as part of this Women's Month, I got a fun personalized label bottle from Maker's Mark. Cheers to you, Margie, and cheers to you, Junie. And you can join in on the fun. This month, order a free label and let a spirited woman in your life know just how special she is to you. Head to makersmark.com/personalize. Fill in the details and then shout out the woman you know who is making a difference. Maker's Mark makes their bourbon carefully, so please enjoy it that way. Maker's Mark Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, 45% alcohol by volume. Copyright 2024, Maker's Mark Distillery Incorporated, Loretto, Kentucky. When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. We're going to talk about two products that we both love so much. And the first one is the Lanshin Massager by Asera. So it's a collaboration between Lanshin and Asera. It is a little cute, adorable hot stone massage in the palm of your hand.
Yes.
So it looks like a little squid, and it either comes with a lavender or light blue rubber top. And so you put boiling hot water in its interior. And the outside non-rubber part is porcelain that is glazed with crushed tourmaline crystal. And so this is part of its patented technology. This is where it takes it next level. Because from the tourmaline crystals, Suchin Pak, it delivers far infrared heat. Okay.
Thank you.
boosting circulation and promoting well-being. And this crystal Suchinpak is also known to emit negative ions that behave like antioxidants of the air. All right.
But you know that.
You know. So
yeah.
So what this is combining with Sandra Lanshin Chu's, I mean, she's a master in traditional, you know, Chinese medicine, in guasha, in
skincare, all of it. Yeah.
Everything. Acupuncture, acupressure. It's a combination of, you know, it's this perfect, truly, guys, I'm telling you, it's a perfect product because of this collaboration. So, Suchin, talk about how it feels.
Okay, you guys. It acts like a hot stone, like you would get in a hot stone massage, right? So it's the combination of the heat, and then what you've got at the bottom of the porcelain are these tiny little ridges, and these ridges somehow perfectly hug pressure points that you can use on your body, especially around your neck, your jaw, your face. So all of these tight places.
The top of your head.
On top of your head. And it's both the pressure point and the heat.
Here's the other thing. You guys know I love aesthetics. This thing is so freaking cute. Suchin likes how it feels. I like how it feels too. It is so adorable that, like, give it to your mom, give it to your sister. Anybody who knows me is getting one of these guys.
And it's such an unusual gift. And Claire just interrupted to say, oh no, I need to buy this.
Claire has had to put a sticky note.
Yes.
Near her computer that says, you don't have that much money.
It's a reminder. But this is $45.
Yes.
You know, we're trying to keep it. We're trying to keep these presents at a reasonable but respectable price point. And it's just really unusual. It's so... when you look at a picture, you don't know what it does until you hold it in your hand and you fill it with hot boiling water. You just don't.
Just, you know, let it cool down a little bit before
don't,
you
yeah,
place
don't
it.
Burn yourself, right.
And another thing just to add, and people may not expect this, you also need sort of like an oil or like a spraying mist to prep the skin.
Yeah.
It needs a little, it's a little slippery. You don't want to either burn or scrape your skin.
So if you go and you type in on YouTube like Lanshin massager Acera, she has a video on how to use it, so you can also do that. But I just think it's a great gift, and I've never seen anything like this.
Suchin and I organize for the Asian American Pacific Islander Women in Entertainment group. That's kind of like an offshoot of Time's Up. And we have been doing self-care Saturdays for our group. And this past Saturday, Sandra joined us. And she only had to give us 30 minutes of her time. She gave us an hour. And she just walked us through how to use it. And people who didn't have this massager and had a gua sha, she gave them the alternate moves for that. And if you didn't have that and you had a porcelain spoon, she was like, here. It was so generous of her. It was so incredibly generous of her. It was so enjoyable for me first to feel, you know, how to do it and how to like really relax my jaw.
Yeah, it was your first time.
First time using it. But also, Suchin, what did you say when we were on the Zoom with like 20 women who were just feeling amazing and like showing it?
They were all, you guys were all doing this massage thing and in various face contortions of ecstasy. It looked like a group sex therapy session. I'm just going to be honest. There were times I wanted to take screenshots to like post and I was like, I can't post this. Like people are going to think we're doing something strange. Now, the other gift that I wanted to talk about for Mother's Day is something we've talked about before, but they're doing a special thing just for moms. You can send this to your mom, or if, you know, we're living in a post-vax world, a lot of people are seeing their parents for the first time. I'm like watching all these videos and it's so sweet. Like I haven't seen my mom in, you know, 15 months and I haven't seen my... So it just has been so great. And this is a way for you to be able to host
your mother and to feed her and to show her so much love for Mother's Day. So it's a Girl and Doug Mother's Day special edition box. I want to first quickly say, I love that they created this box, and I'm not going to go through it, but they were like, this box is for aspiring to be moms, unable to be moms, struggling moms, adjusting moms, single moms, foster moms, mother figures. It goes on and just celebrating all different kinds of mothers and caretakers, you know, moms still present, moms since lost, moms who've lost a child. Oh, I mean, I just the intention behind this box was so beautiful. And this box, we've talked about boxes from Girl and Doug before. Girl and Doug is such an experience. It isn't just about what you eat from Girl and Doug. It is this.
It's a feast for the eyes.
Yes, it's something that they do. It's so intangible. It's imagination, it's heart, it's just all of it. You immediately recognize it when you open the box that this is something so spectacular and so special. You will never ever get this anywhere else. I don't say that lightly. So, what you'll get in this box, you get your veggies and your greens. These aren't veggies and greens you pick up at your local grocery store. So, okay, so you're not going to get
a oka.
You're not going to get a Tokyo negi. Okay, you're not going to get a squashini, all right? You're not going to get an ice plant. Show me where you've seen an ice plant. And it says it serves 4 to 6 adults. I would say double that. I mean, 4 to 6 adults that have enormous appetites. Like, so they have all of this so you can really do a nice spread for your mom. It's such a beautiful, special thing. You can send it. Or you can finally host it.
I know, that's so exciting.
Oh, but you must place your order by the end of today, okay, for it to get delivered by Mother's Day. So go to their website for details, girlanddoug.com. And I'm sure we have a code.
We gotta have a code.
We're gonna have all the codes on our Instagram.
Add to code, right? No, that doesn't work. Let me workshop it.
While she workshops it, we'll be back. So, like so much of the country, we have fallen in love with pickleball. But when we wanted to find something cute to wear on the court or even athleisure wear that was pickleball related, we found that most everything out there was just goofy. T-shirts with pickles holding a paddle saying, I'm a big dill. Have you seen that one?
Okay. Yeah.
We couldn't find actual pickleball clothing that took the sport seriously because we're serious about it. But, you know, we want it to be fun and cute.
One of the best things about pickleball is that it is truly for everyone. The court is an equalizer. The youngest play and are competitive, and the elderly sweep up at tournaments. It's a brilliant game that brings out the athlete in everyone. But a brand that is really made for everyone? Well, that's really hard to find.
And that's why Dilly Co. is so rare. Dilly Co. has paddles for new, intermediate, and advanced players. They have clothes that are complementary to all body types, all players who love the game, and it is so cute.
They want people to feel good, look good, and then play as good as they look and feel. That goes for their apparel, their paddles, and their gear. And I cannot tell you how obsessed I am with everything they've sent us. I love their local players only hoodie. It's so cute, and it is just constantly in my athletic wear rotation.
And I love the paddles. Look, I'm new to the pickleball game, so I've been kind of using these like free paddles my kids got from school. These are on a different level. Now I get to carry pickleball paddles like a professional, so thank you, Dilly Co., for making that happen.
Go to thedillyco.com and use code ADDTOCART15 to get 15% off. That's thedillyco.com and code ADDTOCART15 for 15% off.
Carters, there's an obsession I don't really talk about on the show. I mean, you know about my snack addictions, my search for the perfect sunscreen, but stumbling on really good pottery is my secret obsession. So I'm excited to introduce you to East Fork, founded by potters. East Fork celebrates the beauty of American-made ceramics. Each dish is durable, non-toxic, and dishwasher safe.
They carry a full range of dinnerware from the mug that broke the internet, believe me, she's a beauty, to an everyday bowl, which you will end up using every day. To me, it's the heft of good ceramic bowls and mugs that just remind you to take stock of the simple things that bring you joy in life. Plus, as you know, in my house, we're so conscious of what things are made of. And to say this is non-toxic ceramic, lead-free, and gorgeous, well, you just have no idea how hard it is to check off all of those boxes on something you love. I am so excited. If you're ready to invest in your forever dishes, or you're looking for timeless, high quality, and thoughtfully made gifts as we head into wedding and summer celebration season, head to eastfork.com/add to cart to get 15% off your first order. Time to talk underwear, party people.
I mean, it's our favorite subject, Suchin. It's like, when is it not time to talk about underwear? So we finally decided to see if the hype was worth it and ordered ourselves some Skims Fits Everybody underwear.
When we got the Skims package, did I feel like a 23-year-old influencer prancing off to Coachella with my Stanley Cup? Yes, yes, I did. I put my order in for the Fits Everybody full brief. Okay, there is no other for me, right? There's something about getting this color espresso, which I ordered. It's like a dark chocolate undie. What? It feels like I am wearing nothing. Negative fabric. Like I'm wearing science culottes. I texted it to you when I first put them on. It still feels like that.
I like a full, but I also got sort of a cheeky high-waisted. And I want to be honest about this fabric, which hugs and holds the body. Sue, I'm wearing some right now.
I can tell. There's a sparkle in your eye. The Fits Everybody collection is available in sizes XXS to 4X. You can shop now at skims.com, plus get free shipping on orders over $75.
After you place your order, be sure to let them know we sent you. Select podcast in the survey and be sure to select our show in the drop-down menu that follows. We are back on Add to Cart. Now we're going to talk pie, aka Asian American Pacific Islander Heritage Month.
Yes. Isn't that exciting, Suchin? This is our month.
I'm excited. This is our month, but, you know, it's our year. Go on.
Yeah, it is our year, and it's been a year.
Exactly. Boy, do we need this month, guys. We have really, really crawled to this month, you know? Just
this month. Friends, we are going to squeeze it dry. And then we're going to make jerky out of it. And then we're going to chew it. And then we're going to digest it. And then we move on to June.
And that's a beautiful summary of what you'll be hearing on this podcast all month long. We're going to be talking to some of our favorite API folks. We're going to be talking about API-owned businesses. I think you have something cool up.
Well, yes. Now, Suchin, Pak, you've changed my life in so many ways since we began this podcast low in the fall, November 2020. And you introduced me to your friend.
Yes.
Julia Vaughn. Perhaps the most beautiful woman I've ever met.
I mean, that's just a fact. We're not even trying to listen. It just is.
You know, go to her Instagram, at Julia Vaughn. You have eyes, I have eyes. You will see how beautiful she is.
Yeah.
And she's a dear friend of yours.
Yeah. She's a badass. She's a mom. She's a business owner. And she's just an amazing, amazing creature. And she's got this business. And she collects and sells vintage jewelry. But she also has been prolifically making her own jewelry that is sort of based on the vintage vibe, because she's definitely got like a Michelle Pfeiffer 70s, you know what I mean, sexy vibe.
Absolutely.
And her jewelry is right there. Like it's
not for the meek, okay? This is statement jewelry.
Yeah.
All right. This is like big business. You know, it's a 70s, 80s like throwback, and they are thick chains. And I'm wearing two right now that I absolutely love. I love them so much. And they're like really thick herringbone necklaces. So one is 24 inches and one is 20 inches. Sujin, can you see it upon my neck?
Yeah, I mean, it's a bling bling. These guys, these aren't shy, let me just sit in the corner. You know, this is center of the dance floor. Spotlight is on, waxed and vaxed, ready to go necklaces.
Yes, and they're 18 karat gold plated brass, and it is the thickest herringbone chain I have ever seen.
Which is why you needed two.
That's right. And when I say thick, THICC, all caps. Soojin, where'd you go? I can't see you, Soojin. I disappeared.
I'm here, but I'm scared.
Thick.
Okay. Oh, is it Mahandra, Polska, Kielbasa?
Kielbasa. They thick. Meaty. Gourmet.
Juicy.
Okay, we can do this all day long. But the fact of the matter is...
cased meats. Oh, Sujan, I'm so sorry. The fact of the matter is what?
The fact of the matter is we're talking about necklaces.
Oh, sorry. That's right.
And that's just the vibe, you know? And it's if you can't handle that, if you can't wear that, it's okay. There are other places for you. It's just not here. Like, this is a different type of person. And you can't go wrong. I don't know what to say. Like, I treat myself to a Julia Vaughn when, you know what I mean? When I've, been a tough thing, or like I've hit a milestone. I'm about to hit a milestone. So I just placed an order for a vintage rhinestone choker.
Oh, I can't wait to see that.
Again, it's her. Like, she boxes every single one. She lovingly, you know, writes the cards, all of it.
The necklaces were wrapped in a suede little pouch, a handwritten note. I mean, come on. Please support her. She's amazing.
No, this jewelry is just, it's beautiful.
And they sell out, because there's one necklace that I was kind of like, oh, I'm not ready yet. I don't deserve it yet.
You can't.
And it was gone. And she wears it. And I'm so jealous.
Yeah. Sometimes she'll bring you something back when it's super popular. But I've had that moment where I just waited a minute too long. Because it's, it's a small business. So she sells out pretty fast. And it's just awesome. It's a great, great jewelry line. So my add to cart, I don't know how many of you all are familiar with Ikebana. And Ikebana is the art of Japanese flower arranging. It's very different than a Western way of arranging flowers, which is beautiful as well. You know, you get a bunch of lush flowers in a vase and you can do all sorts of things. Ikebana, it's so hard to describe. I describe it more as, it's more like you're making sculptures with flowers and greens and stems. And
in the Japanese tradition, there is restraint.
Yes, there is restraint.
It is mindful. It is purposeful. The American way of doing it is, haphazard kulop style.
But fun.
Sure.
It's luscious. It's fun. It's a little messy. It's great.
Yeah. Ikebana, I think maybe a little bit more Soojin.
Yeah, the Ikebana's gonna
put together, composed.
It's gonna be not so not so fun. It's gonna be more meditative. It's gonna be a quiet sculpture that evokes the seasons. It's very much based on as a lot of Japanese culture is based on, with the changing seasons. And so it is a way for people to really connect to your natural surroundings and what's happening. And there's this great company, it's a small company, and it's called Banna Box. And what it does is it delivers all of the items you would need to do your own Ikebana arrangement. And it comes with these great iron scissors that are very particular to the Ikebana flower arranging, and all of the vases and everything, and the flowers. And I just thought it's such a nice thing to do
right now, it felt like the appropriate way to kind of celebrate and meditate. It just was a really nice experience to have this box.
Flowers around me is so important. I have them every week. I was so surprised how, just as you said, how meditative it was. Another part of this, the starter kit, is the Kenzen. Mm-hmm. It's how do you even say what a Kenzen is?
It's an iron base with spikes so that you can push the stems into it and it will hold them upright.
Yes.
It's beautiful. It's like it looks so like the beautiful. Sun and the moon, and they're together. They're two pieces that they give you.
And even the way that the vase is, it's not meant to be like filled to the top. It's meant to just be filled just a little bit or right at where the spikes are.
Yeah.
So that you can, you're reflecting upon that water. You can see that water. And also you're gazing at it and you notice that it needs a little bit more. So you're still being very attentive to it. It was so fun to do. I was just so happy just doing it by myself on a Saturday afternoon.
It's a great way to do that. And the flowers last forever.
They do.
It's a great thing to, you know, add to cart for yourself. But it's also really, talk about a fantastic Mother's Day gift. Like, that also could be a great Mom's Day gift.
So you're not going to get anything, like, even from your kids for Mother's Day?
Let's see.
Not to bring it back to that.
You know what? I get there's no way I can say this. Okay. I get the great thing that lots of mothers get, which is, you know, I get pancakes.
Yeah.
Some cards. Yeah. And, you know, the thing about Mother's Day, when you have young kids, it's like that push and pull. You want to be with your kids, but you also want someone to take your children away.
Yeah.
And then you also want someone to clean your house and cook for you. Like, the expectation for Mother's Day, it's my fault. Like, who am I? You know? So, you know, I'm one of those like salty people when I'm cleaning my toilet on Mother's Day. You know, I'm going to make a meal out of it. I'm going to cry some tears and write a poem called Mama's Cleaning the Toilet on Mother's Day. You don't love me enough. You know, it's not good.
I would say for maybe partners, we have a lot of partners of mothers who, you know, listen to us, and then they, I think, get lots of tips. They get a lot of tips from Auntie Cuckoo and Susu. And I think a tip is, take the kids out for the day. Let mama do her thing, you know, like do things like, you know, I guess for me, like the difference in your situation is that you've been with your kids this entire time, where I haven't seen my mom for, you know, since last Thanksgiving.
I'd like to see my mom.
Yeah.
I would love to see my mom. I've seen these kids a lot. I love them to death.
Yeah.
I've seen them a lot.
And so in an opposite way for me, I haven't seen my mother-in-law since, I think, Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And they live in Orange County, my mother-in-law and father-in-law, Mrs. Linda Ackerman. Linda, if you're nasty. I don't know why I said it that way. But my sweet dear Linda, I haven't seen in so long. And so the first thing where I will be hosting people in my house will be on Mother's Day. And it'll be Linda and Bert and my sister-in-law, Jamie. And Scott and I are going to be cooking her a... She wants halibut or salmon with some mashed potatoes. And she liked these glazed carrots I made on Thanksgiving. And I'll get her a cream pie, but not chocolate. And it'll be this like amazing reunion.
Yeah.
But that's because I've not seen her in so long. And I, you know, of course, Suchin, what will I be?
God, it's, I mean, waxed and vaxed, but
that's right. Well, guys, on that note, that's our show.
That's our show.
Happy Mother's Day. Happy Pahim. I hope everybody is, you know, doing good out there.
Find all of the codes, these codes we're talking about, on our Instagram pages, all of the products.
Search for the codes, guys. Search for the codes.
And we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Add to Cart is a production of Lemonada Media. Our producer is Claire Jones, and our editor is Ivan Kirev. The music is by Wasabi and produced by LA Made It, and Oh So Familiar with additional music by APM Music. Executive producers are Kulap Vlysak, Sujin Pak, Jessica Cordova Kramer, and Stephanie Whittles Wax.
Be sure to check out all the items we mentioned today on our Instagram at AddToCartPod. Also, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe to this show wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you ever get hit with a cringy memory of your 13-year-old self out of nowhere, and suddenly you're panic sweating and laughing at the same time? Don't worry. We all get that. It's because being an adolescent is one of the most visceral shared experiences we have as people, and we want to talk about it. Join me, Penn Badgley, and my two friends, Nava and Sophie, on Podcrushed as we interview celebrity guests about the joys and horrors of being a teenager and how those moments made them who they are today. New episodes of Podcrushed are out on April 24th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Join us on Archetypes, a dynamic podcast hosted by Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex, as she digs into the labels that try to hold women back. In each intimate and candid conversation, Meghan is joined by guests like Serena Williams, Mariah Carey, Paris Hilton, Issa Rae, and Trevor Noah as they delve into the roots of countless common descriptors of women, like diva, crazy, dumb blonde, and the B word, and redefine and reclaim each identity along the way. The complete season of Archetypes is out now. You can listen ad-free on Amazon Music or wherever you get your podcasts.